There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's get a local perspective on one of the big international stories of the moment, which is the data scandal concerning Facebook and the firm Cambridge Analytica. As you just heard overnight, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg breaking his silence, giving his opinion on it and saying he is very, very sorry. Now we're going to hear from an entrepreneur who's based here in Dubai and runs a not dissimilar company that runs social media polls. She is Hamna Anwar. She's the CEO of Askafy and she's with us in the studio. Hamna, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We'll get on to what Askafy does in a second and presumably how you're going to do this in an ethical and fair and nice way.
Definitely.
But first of all, your reaction to Zuckerberg's comments overnight.
Well, the way I see it, I think with this whole scandal, there are three main issues that can be highlighted. So you've got a lack of transparency, a lack of accountability, and with Mark's case, I think a lack of leadership. He took 5 days to come out with a statement, and you had all this user data out in the open, not just like since, you know, the past couple of weeks, but it's been out since 2015 or so here. So I think given his age and experience, do you think this is time you really question when we give a single platform so much power? You know, a single platform controls so much data. It really puts, I think, a user's personal lives and information at stake. So how much can we really trust this such platforms with so much information?
I'm going to take a slightly different view. I basically don't care about this. Mm-hmm. I use Facebook not that often. I just assume that all these companies and various sub-companies and consultants are taking my data, stealing it, manipulating it, finding out what I had for lunch and what my kids had for lunch. I kind of feel that that's the trade-off. I get to use these platforms for free, I don't pay them, and in return, they get my data. Convince me I'm wrong to be so blasé about this.
Well, I think if you look at it slightly different way, I agree it's a platform, you're allowed to use it for free and you can share and connect with your friends and family. But then how free do you really think your decisions are in the real world? So when you're making a political decision or even just a consumer-based decision, you know, with all the retargeting ads that we see on Facebook or whatnot, how free do you really think our decisions are at the end of the day? With all that data that we've shared online, you know, it's been manipulated, we've been exploited in a way that we don't even realize it. Not just us, you know, we're talking about our kids, we're talking about the teenagers, everyone around, you know, whoever is using this platform.
I was just going to say, I mean, to drill down to what I understand happens is that Cambridge Analytica took data from Facebook. They had told Facebook at a later date that they had deleted it. What they didn't do is delete all of it. They kept data which they felt showed some people had Republican leanings. They then sold that to the Donald Trump campaign, who targeted that in the 2016 election campaign. So what you put on Facebook, thinking that it was private, can be turned around and used towards you or against you in terms of political propaganda. Is my summary correct?
Sort of, but now the thing is, there were some weak points over here in this whole scandal. So even though, let's say, the whole study that was done, it was sort of false. So it was said it's an academic study when it was not. The users who signed up and got paid for the study, there were actually 270,000. But because of a clause that Facebook has, which is called the friendship feature, they've disabled that now. But what that clause did, it gave access to third-party developers to get access to not only your data, but that of your network as well. So that 270,000 users actually meant that Cambridge Analytica got access to 50 million Facebook users.
Right. Number of SMSs coming in on this. Someone writes in, no name on it. You give them your data. That's your choice and your risk. Thanks very much indeed. Sajamin writes in saying people should not share any vital or secret information on social media platforms. So Hamna, that's the problem. A company did an online survey on the Facebook platform and then used that data nefariously. Which brings us to you and your organization that you're launching at the moment. You're going live in the next couple of weeks or so with Askafy, which is going to be doing effectively online or app-based polls. Now, they're not all going to be on social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter, but people will have that option. So what are you doing differently to make sure this is done in an ethical way?
Okay, so let me just first talk about what is Askafy, right? So it's a mobile app that helps you democratize opinion. So basically, it's based on the premise of social polling, where you can poll your audience and get answers in real time. Now, the way I look at it, so the way what we're doing to tackle this issue, and I think we have been very clear from the start, our user identity is of prime importance. So when you answer a question on our platform, your identity remains anonymous. So other people looking at that poll will be able to tell, okay, you know, these many people have answered the poll and this is the popular result, but there is no way they can gauge that what is Malcolm answered, what Richard answered, or what Hamna answered.
They won't know that I've got two pugs and a glass front door.
Absolutely not. And anyways, we're not collecting that much data. You know, I think Facebook had a lot of access to a lot of data, which resulted in this happening, but we won't be collecting as much data in the first place.
Let me ask the question a different way. Is there a risk for organizations like yours doing legitimate market research that we just become scared to participate in polls now? Even if we don't fully understand the subtle nuances of the Cambridge Analytica situation, we might just think, oh, it's too risky, I'm not filling out that poll. Mm-hmm. And that the whole market research, online market research community suffers. How do you rebuild trust in
That's
online market research?
That's a really good question. I think there are two ways. So first of all would be a government regulation. So if you see what's happening in the EU right now, every website has to have cookies in place. So it's mandatory. So if you have certain government regulation in place that prevents this from happening, I think user trust can be enabled. Secondly, company leadership and ethics.
Right.
How are you going to encourage or reward people? I mean, YouTube, for instance, when you take a poll on YouTube, you get rewarded mm-hmm. with a certain number of points, which you can then convert into cash in the end. Are you going to have any similar programs?
Well, not really, because what we look at it this way, if I'm your friend and I'm looking for an opinion, right, we usually seek opinion from peers. If I ask you a question on the platform, you're following me, you're a friend, you are going to answer that question. So we're not looking for a rewards-based system right now, just the fact that you're my friend and I'm seeking opinion. So you're going to answer my question. So we're not keeping it rewards-based as of now.
Do you think it's going to be as easy as that? Do people do that online, answer questions from strangers?
Well, if you look at it this way, platforms like Instagram and Facebook, when you look at a picture, you like it, right? If you see your friend traveling in, somewhere in Mexico, you like the picture, all it takes for you is to click one like. So similarly with that platform, you just have to click the answer. So it's not really an open-ended where I'm asking you to write and fill in a whole survey. You literally just have to press, you know, yes or no, rating, or a multiple choice question.
And how am I going to have access to that? You have an app, but I'm not going to have downloaded your app.
If you haven't downloaded the app, you can still log into our website.
Why would I do that? What's in it for me?
Well, if let's say you are on your social media and you haven't downloaded the app, but I'm your friend on social media, I have shared a poll that I did on Askify.
Yeah.
So I have posted that, shared that on my social media, on my Twitter. So you can just click on that poll and you'll be taken to our website.
But I'll have to register or?
No.
I won't have to register.
No.
Okay, fine. So I don't have to sign up to anything. I can just
absolutely
click.
Absolutely. So you can just answer. But if you want to ask a poll, then you have to download the app.
Well, I believe you, Hamna, when you say you will do this in an ethical and fair way. And I wish you the best of luck with that. Really appreciate
Thank you
coming
so
in to talk about this story this morning. Hamna Anwar is the CEO and founder of Askify.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.